Well, hello, everyone, and again I greet you in the precious name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Minor Hawk, your voice of the gospel speaker, coming to you by means of radio with another Christ-honoring gospel program. We'll ask God's blessing upon His Word. Father in God, we bow in Thy presence to again thank Thee for Thy well-beloved Son. Honor Thy Word. Bring to the unsaved who are listening in their need of a Savior. May they be plucked as brands from the burning before it's eternally too late. For we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, friends, if you care to follow me, I'll be reading a verse of Scripture as we find it in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And the Lord will add His blessing to the public reading of His Word. Well, friends, today I want to direct my message to someone who, whether they realize it or not, may be listening to the gospel for the very last time. Yes, you've heard the gospel many times in the past, and you've been spoken to by the Holy Spirit of God. At various times in your life, you've really been concerned about your soul. You actually came to the door of salvation, and at the last moment, you refused to take the step of faith. And today, yes, right now, you're further from God than you've ever been before. But listen, friend, listen. God has made it possible for you to hear the gospel again today. He knows how often you've rejected His offer of salvation, and He knows that you've chosen the world and turned your back on Christ. But friend, God loves you, and He also knows that this is your last chance to be saved through faith in the blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows that you are about to be cut down in your sins, and that will mean all eternity in hell with its terrible torment and separation from God. Friend, you've been basking in the sunshine of God's love for many, many years, and you're still only a heartbeat from eternal torment. And furthermore, it's only the grace and the love and the mercy of God that has allowed you to listen to this program today. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, we read that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now here it is, friend, whether you realize it or not, your very last chance to accept Christ as your Savior and your Lord. And I wonder if you're going to be foolish enough to tell God that you don't need a Savior. Or perhaps you'll even be more foolish and say that you don't want a Savior. You know, it's bad enough to hear people say they don't need a Savior, but it's far worse to hear them say that they don't want a Savior. And yet, that's exactly what people are doing when they resist the pleadings of the Holy Spirit of God. They're telling God, the one in whose hand their very breath is, by their actions at least, that they're willing to go on in their sins and take a chance that they'll get saved later on. Listen, friends. Listen. Hell is filled with people who thought they would get saved later on in their life. Yes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Now let's take a brief look at some scriptures which warn against delay when it comes to accepting God's salvation. First of all, back in Proverbs 27 and verse 1, God warns, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." And oh, how true this is. Yesterday at this time, there were about 130,000 souls who expected to be alive today. Most of them were in good health, and some of them, just like you, my friend, had been convicted by the Holy Spirit and Word of God, and they had expected to get saved someday. Unfortunately for them, their someday never came. They remind me of Governor Felix over in Acts chapter 24, who was privileged to hear the gospel and was so convicted of his need of a Savior that he actually trembled. But what did he do? He procrastinated. He put it off. And he told the Apostle Paul, "Go away, leave me alone. When I have a more convenient season, then I'll call for you." Well, friend, we never read where Governor Felix ever got saved. No, his day of salvation had come and gone, and today, even as I speak to you, Governor Felix is suffering in the eternal flames of hell. Tell me, friend, are you going to join Governor Felix? Are you? Are you going to reject the Lord Jesus Christ and drop into hell? Oh, I hope not, friend. I hope you'll not continue trifling with your soul's salvation, because you may be closer to eternity than you realize. You may never see the light of another day. This may be your last day on earth. And friend, you can't say you haven't been warned. In Ezekiel 33 and verse 7, God says, "Warn them from me." And that's what I've been doing week after week on these Voice of the Gospel broadcasts. I've brought before you the fact that we're all born in sin and shapen in iniquity. I've shown you in the Bible where God says that we can do absolutely nothing to save our own souls, because all the work of salvation has been done by His Son at the place called Calvary. Yes, we are saved or born again the moment we stop trying to save ourselves and begin trusting in the blood of Jesus Christ. And friend, today, I'm speaking to procrastinators, those who know that they're not saved but are putting it off, or they're postponing their acceptance of Christ as their own and personal Savior. Well, now let's look at another scripture to prove that God wants you to accept His Son as your Savior today. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 7, we read, "Today, if you will hear God's voice, harden not your heart." Friends, some of you listening in Wisconsin and over in Iowa today are gospel hardened. You've said no to God so many times that the love of God, the death of Christ, and the pleadings of the Holy Spirit have little or no effect upon your soul at all. Friend, what if God takes you at your word? What if God should say, "Well, I've given you many chances to be saved, and every time I do, you say no. So I'm going to take you at your word. I'll withdraw my offer of eternal life in heaven, and I'll let you perish in your sin and go down to hell. I just won't bother you anymore." What then, my friend? What then? You know, back in Genesis 6 and verse 3, God says, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, and neither he shall." Well, friend, if God's Holy Spirit stopped striving for your soul, you would never have another opportunity to get saved. No, as far as you're concerned, the door of God's grace would be shut, and you'd have nothing to look forward to but the terrible wrath of a sin-hating God. Now, still another warning given by God is found in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. There we read that God now, not tomorrow, God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. When does God want you to repent of your sin? N-O-W, now. Not tomorrow or next week or next year, but now. Again, in Luke chapter 14 and verse 17, God is inviting the sinner to the gospel supper. And he says, "Come, for all things are now ready." Yes, and even though all things are now ready, people give every possible excuse for not coming to Christ. Listen, radio friend, if you don't come to Christ by faith and accept Him as your Lord and Savior, it's because you don't want to come. God has done all that He can to save your soul. He sent His Son into the world to die on the cross for your sin. And now, right now, all you have to do is to believe it with all of your heart. Is that too difficult to do, my friend? Sure, I'll admit that it sounds too simple, because logic tells us that anything as precious as eternal life must be difficult to attain or must require considerable effort on the part of the sinner. But listen, friend, believe God. Believe God. Don't believe your finite reasoning or the natural way of looking at things. And furthermore, don't believe what the preacher or priest tells you either, unless he or she can show you chapter and verse for it. You know, friends, I think it's a crime the way so-called clergymen are leading their congregations astray. I would guess that about 9 out of 10 are telling their congregations that they can reach heaven by good works, religious rituals, or trying to keep the golden rule or the Ten Commandments. And yet these same pastors can't find even one verse in any Bible, including their own, to back them up. Listen, friend, I don't hesitate to say that most ministers today are going down to hell. They've never been saved themselves, and I don't care how educated they are or how eloquent their oratory may sound. They may even have the initials DD after their name. But if they're not born again through faith in the blood of Christ, those initials DD mean more than Dr. Divinity. Those initials DD mean that they too are doomed and damned. Now, I'm not trying to be smart about this, friend. I'm not trying to vilify all so-called men of the cloth. But I could weep when I think of the millions of poor souls who attend spiritually dead churches and listen to spiritually dead pastors. Now, friend, I'm sure I've mentioned this before. I know, my friend, a little bit about dead churches and dead preachers because I attended dead churches for many years. And I was actually preaching in dead churches before I got saved. And friend, if I had dropped dead in the pulpit, my soul would have been down in hell before my body hit the floor. Friend, our scripture verse tells us, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Wouldn't you be wise today to trust Christ before it's too late? You know, in Hebrews 2 and verse 3, listen to this. Hebrews 2 and verse 3, here's what we read. "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" Friend, in closing, I want you to acknowledge that you're the sinner for whom Christ has died. God loves you, my friend. If you don't remember anything else I say today, remember this. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, at the end of that same John's Gospel, chapter 3, the very last verse, I believe we find everyone in the world found in that verse. It's John 3 and verse 36. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Well, friend, what more can I say? God has given you an opportunity, and perhaps your last, to either accept or reject Jesus Christ as your Savior. So, friend, I plead with you, in love for your soul, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, because if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time, and thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Father and God, again we come into Thy presence to pray Thy blessing upon the word just gone forth. Save souls to bring honor and glory to Thy Son, for we ask it in His name. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. Until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.